让大家圣经翻开到出埃及记二十五章
Verse 8
第八节
Exodus chapter 25 verse 8
出埃及记二十五章第八节
Let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them
又当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间
I'll read one more timeLet them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them.
我再读一次，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Turn to Hebrew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
现在再翻到希伯来书第十章十九二十节。
Hebrew chapter 10, verse 19 and 20.
希伯来书十章十九二十节。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, the new and living way, which he has dedicated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Again, one more time. Having therefore, brethren, boldness for entering into the Holy of Holies by the blood of Jesus, the new and living way, which he has dedicated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Father, we again want to come to you and give our thanksgiving from our heart.
父啊，我们感谢你，再一次从心里面把感谢归给你。
It is your mercy that we can even come before you.
这是因着你的怜悯，我们才可以来到你面前。
We thank you that we have a high priest.
感谢你，我们有大祭司
，who is steadfast and praying for us，
是在这里为我们代求
，pouring our grace upon us day by day，
每天都把这样的恩典倾倒在我们身上。
As we come before your word， we again pray for that grace。
今天来到你的话语面前，我们求这样的恩典。
For next hour， we ask the Holy Spirit to pour out that grace upon us。
所以现在我们求圣灵把这样的恩典倾倒在我们身上。
So we may be able to enter the new and living way.
所以我们可以进入这条又新又活的路。
We may have that boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies.
我们可以坦然地进入至圣所。
We commit this following time into your hands.
把下面的时间交托在你手里。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this morning the burden in my heart is to share this new and living way.
弟兄姐妹们，今天早上我的负担是跟大家来分享这又新又活的路。
In Exodus chapter 25, when Israelites came out of Egypt after 3 months of journey, they came to a place called Mount Sinai.
在出埃及记二十五章那里，以色列民众他们出了埃及之后，在旷野里面走了三个月的路，来到西乃山。
In front of them is the wilderness. They have no idea how to go through that wilderness.
在他们前面有一个旷野，他们完全不知道怎样可以走过这个旷野。
They knew how to live in Egypt.
他们知道怎样活在埃及。
But they need a new and living way to go through the wilderness.
但他们却需要一条又新又活的路，可以走过这条旷野。
They did not know how to live in the wilderness.
他们不知道怎样在旷野里面生活。
Therefore, they have an urgent need to have that new and living way.
所以他们有一个急迫的需要，就是活一条又新又活的路。
God called Moses from the mountain and declared to him.Why God had called them out of Egypt.
神把摩西招上山之后跟他讲为什么神要把他们从埃及招出来。
From chapter 20 to chapter 23, God declared to Moses who he really is.
在出埃及记的二十章到二十三章，神向着摩西来宣扬他自己到底是什么样的神。
And he gave them 10 commandments.
他给了他十诫。
The first 4 commandments describe that God is holy.
前四个诫命讲到神他是圣洁。
And we must be holy.
所以我们必须也要圣洁。
And the second 6 commandments describe to us God is righteous.
下面的六个诫命来讲他是公义的神。
And we must be righteous.
我们也必须有公义。
Then from chapter 25 to chapter 30, and our Lord described what he wants.
从25到30节，这里面讲到神他心里到底想要的是什么。
God wants a sanctuary for himself.
神想要为他自己有一个圣所。
God want a home for himself.
神为着自己想要有一个家。
God want a dwelling place for himself.
神想要有一个安息之所。
And this is the reason that we are created in the first place.
这就是为什么我们最初被创造的原因。
Therefore, in chapter 25, verse 8, God said, "Create, construct a sanctuary for me."That I may dwell among them.
所以在二十五章的第八节那里说，又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
Brothers and sisters, let's read this carefully.
弟兄姐妹们，让我们仔细的来读。
If we don't read it carefully, we might think that the sanctuary is God's dwelling place.
如果我们不仔细读的话，我们读下来觉得圣所是神居住的地方。
But if you read it carefully,God said, let them construct a sanctuary for me that I may dwell among them.
但我们仔细读的话会发现神这么讲，让他们为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间。
The sanctuary is not the end. The sanctuary is the means.
这个圣所不是一个最终的结局，这个圣所只是一个预表。
The real home is us.
真正的家是我们。
We are the dwelling place of God.
我们是神安息所在。
And the sanctuary, the tabernacle, is a way for God to dwell among his people.
这个圣所，这个会幕，只是神住在我们中间的一个方式。
Through the tabernacle, God has revealed to his people a new and living way.
也借着这个会幕，神向他的子民来启示一条又新又活的路。
So that God can dwell among his people.
所以神可以住在他的子民中间。
At the time, the Israelites were called out of Egypt.
那个时候，以色列人已经从埃及里面被呼召出来。
However, the Egypt was still in their heart.
但是这个埃及还在他们的心里面。
They knew how to live in Egypt.
他们知道怎样在埃及生活。
But they have no idea how to live in wilderness.
但是他们却没有任何的主意该怎么样在旷野生活。
They need a new and living way.
他们需要一个又新又活的路。
And the history of Israel is a mirror to us.
这个以色列的历史对着我们来讲就是一面镜子。
Therefore, in the same way,Today, we need to live a new and living way.
同样的，今天我们也需要有这样一条又新又活的路生活。
So 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit more than 2 weeks ago, I went to Korea.
大概两周多一点以前，我去了韩国。
I met about 120 businessmen and women from China.
我在那里遇到了有120位在中国的那些企业家。
Why did we get together in Korea?
为什么我们是在韩国那里聚在一起呢？
Because these men and women need a new way.
因为这些男男女女们，他们需要一条又新又活的路。
It's very difficult to be a businessman or woman in China.
在中国做一个企业家非常的不容易。
You know, for certain business you have to bribe in order to do business.
在一些商业的那些行业里面，他们必须要行贿才能够继续经商。
If you do not bribe, then you will not have business.
如果你不行贿的话，连生意都没有。
In some area, you have to do tax evasion in order to protect your margin.
有的时候你为着利润，一定要试着怎么样来逃税。
Because everyone is doing the same. If you do not evade the taxes, then you will not be able to compete in that business.
因为每个人在那个行业都在那里做假税，所以你不做的话，那你就不能生存。
So therefore, as a businessman and woman in China, you have to find a new way.
所以在中国来做这样的商人，你必须要有一条又新又活的路。
You cannot live the way you used to live anymore.
因为你不能再用原来老旧的那个方式来生活。
Your conscience will not allow you to live the old way.
因为你的良心已经不允许你再活那样老的生活。
Therefore, they got together in a place to spend a few days to consider how to go forward in a new and living way.
所以他们在韩国那里有几天的时间在一起来寻求有没有一条又新又活的路让他们继续往前。
Brother and sister, even today we didn't face the same situation like they do.
弟兄姐妹们，虽然今天我们所面对的不像那些人所面对的。
But we have the same need today.
但我们今天在里面的需要是一样的。
We cannot live on this earth like everyone else.
我们不能在这个地上像其他人那样生活。
We cannot live like everyone else and still have a peaceful conscience.
我们不可能像这个世人一样在这里生活，心里面的良心还是平安的感觉。
We need a new and living way.
我们需要一条又新又活的路。
God has revealed that new and living way through the tabernacle.
神借着会幕把这条又新又活的路向我们已经启示了。
You know, if you have read Exodus, from chapter 25 to chapter 30 is about the most boring chapters in the Bible.
如果你来读圣经，读到出埃及记25到30章的话，这一段是可能你会觉得是最枯燥的一段圣经。
How many of your young people here today, you really spend time reading Exodus chapter 25 to chapter 30.
在我们中间这些孩子们，你们有谁是耐心的花时间读出埃及记的25到30章呢？
But these are the most important chapters.
但这些其实是最重要的章节。
Because he shows us a new and living way.
因为这些章节给我们看到一条又新又活的路。
And in here, we saw the tabernacles.
因为在这里我们看到会幕。
The tabernacle has three sections.
这个会幕有三层。
There is an outer court, there is a holy place, and there is a holy of holies.
有外院，有圣所，还有至圣所。
God has designed through tabernacle a new and living way from outer court to holy place and into the holy of holies.
神借着这个会幕设计了一条路，可以从外院进到圣所，再进到至圣所。
And this is the new and living way.
这就是那条又新又活的路。
And God has made provisions along the way.
而且在这条路上，每一步神都有预备。
In the outer court, we saw the brazen altar and the laver of bronze.
在这个外院，我们看到的是祭坛跟洗濯盆。
In holy place, we see golden lampstand.The table of the bread of the presence and the altar of incense.
在圣所里面我们看到金灯台还有摆设陈设饼的桌子还有这个香坛。
And in the holy of holies, there is an ark and a mercy seat.
在至圣所里面有约柜还有施恩座。
So these is a new and living way.
所以这些就是一条又新又活的路。
From the brazen altar all the wayTo the mercy seat is a new and living way.
从铜祭坛一直到施恩座，就是这条又新又活的路。
And the author of Hebrew encouraged all of us having the boldness to enter into the Holy of Holies.
所以希伯来书的作者在那里鼓励我们坦然地进入至圣所。
By the blood of Jesus, the new and living way, which has dedicated for us.
借着因着耶稣的血，有这样一条路，就是为我们所开的。
Brothers and sisters, this way is open today.
弟兄姐妹们，这条路今天已经是打开了。
It is dedicated for us.
而且是给我们了。
Therefore, we ought to encourage one another to have the boldness to enter in.
所以我们应该彼此激励，让我们来进入这条又新又活的路。
So we will spend some time to consider this way.
所以我们就花一些时间来思想这一条路。
And we will ask the Holy Spirit to shine in our spirit to see where we are on this new and living way.
而且我们求圣灵光照我们，让我们知道自己在这条路上已经到了什么样的地步。
The beginning of this new and living way is the brazen altar.
这一条路的开始是铜祭坛。
On Mount Sinai, 10 commandments were given.
在西乃山上，十条诫命赐下来。
The 10 commandments are a measuring yardstick.
这十诫就像一个量度的尺子一样。
By measuring themselves against the yardstick, the Israelites knew that they are for sure.
当以色列人把自己跟着这个丈量的尺来量的时候，他们就发现自己是亏缺的。
They were unable to come to God because of their unholiness and their unrighteousness.
所以因着他们自己的不圣洁，因着他们自己的不义，他们不能来到神面前。
Therefore, something has to be provided.
所以必须有一些事情要为他们预备。
And that's the brazen altars.
这就是铜祭坛。
And Israelite would stay in the presence of a priest and lay his hand on a lamb.
所以以色列人就要在祭司面前把他们的手按手在这个要被杀的羔羊头上。
His own sins and transgressions.
在那里来认自己的罪，还有他的过犯。
He stood before the brazen altars.
所以他就站在这个铜祭坛前面。
He takes the side of the Lord against himself.
所以他是站在神这边来反对他的自己。
He declaring that God is right, I am wrong.
所以他在那里宣称神是义的，我是不义的。
And the priest shall slam the lamb.And burn the fat up in smoke on the altars.
这个时候祭司就要杀掉这个羊，然后把它的脂油烧成，还有整个羊烧成灰。
And the priest shall make atonement for this man.
这个时候祭司就为这个人做了救赎。
And his sin will be forgiven.
他的罪就会被赦免。
This is the beginning of the new and living way.
这是一个又新又活的路的开始。
What does this mean?For us today,
这个对我们今天代表什么呢
？The cross is that brazen altar.
十字架就是这个铜祭坛。
The Lord Jesus is the Lamb of God.
主耶稣就是神的羔羊。
Who takes away the sin of the world?
除去世人罪孽的。
One day that this Lamb of God was taken to the cross, and God made Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf.
有一天主耶稣就这样被带到十字架前，这个不知罪的甚至替我们成为罪。
So that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
所以我们可以在他里面成为义。
When we passed the brazen altar, when we stood in front of the brazen altars,
当我们站在铜祭坛面前，而且走过铜祭坛，
we become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
在基督里面，我们就成为神的义。
This must be the living experience for all of us.
这必须对我们每一个人成为一个真正生活的实际。
We can't bypass the brazen altars.
我们不可能自己经过这个铜祭坛。
We will never go far if we do not have this living experience.
如果我们没有这个生活里面的真正的体验的话，不可能再往下走。
There must be a day we stood before the brazen altar and confess our sins.
总要有一天，我们要站在铜祭坛面前来认自己的罪。
The only people that can be saved are those who confess he is a sinner.
那些得救的人，他们都是那些认自己罪的人。
The only person that can be saved are those who consider himself the lost.
只有那些人知道自己是失丧的人才能够得救。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever stood at the foot of the cross and confessed your own sins?
弟兄姐妹们，我们从来有没有在十字架下面来认自己的罪？
It's not from an intellectual point of view.
这不是一个好像智慧里面的领受。
It's not from the doctrinal perspective.
不是教训里面的领受。
Were you ever a burden for your own sins?
你从来有没有为自己的罪担重担呢？
Did you ever have a deep sorrow in your heart for your own transgressions?
你为着自己的过犯从来有没有忧伤过呢？
Have you ever been convicted by the Holy Spirit?
你有没有被圣灵定罪过？
Did you ever have the sense that you were lost?
你有没有一个感觉自己是一个失丧的人？
Brothers and sisters, this is not a knowledge. This is your living experience.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是一个知识，应该是你生活里面的一个体验。
We cannot go too far in the Lord if we do not have this living experience.
如果我们生活里面没有这样的体验的话，不可能走多远。
There are Christians today who accept the doctrine of Christianity.
今天有许多基督徒接受的是基督教的教训。
They understand intellectually they were sinners.
在他们的头脑里面，他们接受自己是个罪人。
But they had never had this living experience standing in front of the cross and confess.They were sinners.
但在他们生命里面从来没有一个体验站在十字架面前认自己的罪。
Do we have anyone like that?
我们中间有没有像这样的人？
You are a Christian because you accept the doctrines of Christianity.
你作为一个基督徒是因为你接受了基督教里面的教训而已。
But you do not have this living experience.
但你没有这个生活里面真正的体验。
You never faced the brazen altar before.
你从来没有面对过铜祭坛。
You never have considered that you should be on that altar.
你从来没有想象过你应该是在这个祭坛上面的。
Today we still have opportunities.
今天我们还有机会。
If this is you.
如果你是这样的话，
you can still pray to the Lord to give you that living experience.
你可以向神祷告，让神给你这样一个经历。
If you continue this way, the Holy Spirit will lead you on this new living way.
如果你愿意的话，圣灵会一直带你在这条路上再往前。
Then you will reach the laver of bronze.
这个时候你就来到洗濯盆面前。
The laver of bronze.It's for washing hands and feet.
这个铜的洗濯盆是为了洗手跟脚的。
So when Aaron and his son, wanted to serve, they must come to the laver of bronze, wash their hands and their feet.
当亚伦跟他的儿子们要来进祭司的职分的时候，他们必须要在洗濯盆面前来到这里来洗他们的手跟他们的脚。
And the laver of bronze.Will reveal to us the purpose of God's salvation.
然后这个铜的洗濯盆就会向我们来启示神他的救恩里面的意义。
God took Israelites out of Egypt for a reason.
神把以色列人从埃及带出来是有一个目的的。
God wanted Israelites to serve Him in the wilderness.
这个原因就是神要让他们在旷野里面来侍奉神。
Every believer should serve God.
每一个信主的人应该来侍奉神。
Service is a privilege for all of us.
这个侍奉是每一个人我们的特权。
It's not for a few, it's for everyone.
不是只为几个人，是为每一个得救的人。
A servant of God is required to come to the laver of bronze and wash their hands and feet.
每一个神的仆人必须要有一个要求，就是到洗濯盆面前洗手跟脚。
And this is The second living experience.
这是第二个生命里面的经历。
Have we come to the bronze laver before?
我们有没有曾经来到过这个铜的洗濯盆面前？
Many have passed the brazen altars.
很多人已经经过了铜祭坛。
But some never come to the laver of bronze.
但是有些人他们从来没有来到过这个洗濯盆面前。
Do you know what happened if you pass the brazen altar but you never came to the laver of bronze?
你知道吗？如果你只经过铜祭坛，却没有到洗濯盆面前，什么会发生呢？
That means your Christian experience is only the experience in the outer court.
这证明你基督徒的生活只是在外院的生活。
All your experience, all your life as Christians, all your experience are experience in outer court.
你所有的生活，你所有的经历，你所有基督徒的生命只是在外院。
What a pity!
何等的可怜。
It doesn't really matter how many years you are saved.
这完全不在乎你到底信主已经有多久。
If you have not discovered the laver of bronze, then you never have experience in the holy place.
如果你还没有这个洗濯盆的启示，那你还没有进入到圣所。
This is a serious matter.
这是一个非常严重的问题。
Therefore, we have to consider this.
所以我们必须要来思想一下。
Maybe you are saved.
也许你已经得救了。
But for whatever reason, you don't serve in the house of God.
但不管什么原因，你在神的家里面从来不服侍。
You come to the house of God to be served and not to serve.
你到神的家里面来，只是被服侍，而不是服侍人。
If we come to the house of God this way,
如果我们是这样来到神的家里，
we come to be served and not to serve.
我们是被服侍。而不是服侍人。
And we live in outer court.
我们就活在外院。
Are you the one that stayed in outer court for all these years?
你是不是那一个很多年都还停留在外院的人呢？
This lever is made of bronze.
这个洗濯盆是用铜做的。
And the bronze was used as a mirror.
这个铜在那个时候也是用来做镜子的。
So you polish the bronze and it would function as a mirror.
如果你把这个铜打磨光的时候，就可以作为一个镜子。
So this the lever of bronze is like a big mirror.
所以这个铜的洗濯盆就像一面大的镜子。
So Aaron and his son came to the mirror. They can see very clearly where their hands and their feet are dirty.
所以当亚伦跟他的儿子们来到这个洗濯盆面前的时候，他们很清楚的可以看到自己的手脚里面的污秽。
So that they can use the water to wash their hands and their feet.
所以他们可以用水来洗手跟脚。
We need the mirror and the water every day.
我们每天都需要镜子还有这个水。
We need this living experience.
我们也需要在生命里面来经历这样的事。
Christianity is not only doctrinal.
基督的信仰不光只是教训而已。
And there's a matter of this merit. There's a matter of the water in your life.
在我们的生命里面应该有这个镜子的实际，也应该有水的实际。
Do you have the merit? Do you have the water in your life?
在你的生命里面有没有镜子，有没有水？
What is the merit?
镜子是什么？
James told us what is the merit.
雅各告诉我们什么是镜子。
James said, if a man hear the words, he's looking his face in a mirror.
在雅各书里面他讲，如果你听一个人听道而不行道，就像人对着镜子来看。
So when you come to a mirror, you see yourself.
所以你看镜子的时候看到自己本来的面目。
When you come to the word of God, you ought to see yourself.
如果我们来到神话语面前的话，可以看到我们自己。
If we come to the mirror every day, we ought to see ourselves.
如果我们每天都到神的话语面前，那每天我们可以看到自己。
We will not have any time to judge others.
我们就没有任何的时间来论断其他的人。
Because we see so many of our own shortcomings before the mirror.
因为在镜子面前我们看到自己有许多许多的亏欠。
If you do not come to the level of bronze, then you will be a person of judgmental.
如果你不是来到这个铜的洗濯盆面前，你这个人就是一个论断的人。
So what is the waters?
那水是什么？
Ephesus chapter 5 told us what is the water.
在以弗所书第五章告诉我们水是什么。
God might sanctify the church by the washing of water with the word.
因为他要用水借着道把教会洗洁净。
So the word of God is not only the mirror, it's also the water.
所以神的话不光是镜子，也是水。
Brothers and sisters, this is a living experience in our life.
弟兄姐妹们，这个在我们生命里面应该是经历。
If the word of God is not a mirror, it's not a waters, then we do not have a living experience.
如果神的话对着我们不是镜子，也不是水，那我们就没有生命里面真正的经历。
On the other hand, if the word of God is a mirror to us, if the word of God is water to us, then we have this living experience.
另外一方面，如果神的话对我们是镜子，是水的话，那我们生命里面就会有经历。
Brothers and sisters, let's consider ourselves. Do we have this living experience?
弟兄姐妹们，让我们来自己思想，我们生命里面有没有这样的经历？
Have we come to the bronze, the level of bronze?
我们有没有来到这个铜的洗濯盆面前？
Are we the one who serve?
我们是不是服侍的人？
Everyone should serve.As long as he passed the brazen altars.
每一个经过铜祭坛的人都应该是侍奉的人。
Every single brother and sister should serve.
每一个弟兄或者姐妹都应该服侍。
As long as you know how to prepare a dish, you can serve.
如果你知道怎么样煮菜，你就可以服侍。
If you know how to wash dish, you can serve.
你知道怎么样洗这些碗盆，你就可以服侍。
If you know how to take care of a baby, you can serve.
如果你知道怎么样照顾婴儿，你就可以服侍。
If you know how to clean, you can serve.
你如果知道怎么样整洁，你就可以服侍。
Everyone should serve in the house of God.
在神的家里面，每一个人都应当服侍。
If we start serving God in the house of the Lord, then God will lead us forward.
如果我们在神的家里面服侍的话，神会带着我们再往前。
And you will reach the next experience, that's the golden lampstand.
现在我们就可以到下一个经历，就是金灯台。
The golden lampstand is burning 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.
这个灯台，这个这个灯的话是24小时每周七天都在那里烧。
Aaron and his son will keep the lamp burning.
因为亚伦和他的儿子要在那里来修剪这些烛台。
And this lamp should be our living experience as well.
所以这个灯台也应该是我们生活里面的经历。
Because Christ is the light of the world.
因为耶稣是世界的光。
If we follow the light, we will walk in light and will have the life of life.
如果我们跟从他的话，那就不在黑暗里面，要得着这个生命的光。
So our responsibility is to follow the light.
所以我们的责任就是来跟从这个光。
Brothers and sisters, this should be our living experience.
弟兄姐妹们，这应该是我们生命里面的经历。
Everyone.Have the light.
每一个人都有光。
Even though the measure of light may be different in different people.
虽然在每个人中间我们光的这个大小不太一样。
But everyone will have that light.
但每一个人都已经有了这光。
And we ought to follow that light.
我们就应该来跟从这光。
If you follow the light, then the light within you will increase.
如果你跟从的话，这个光会一直在增长。
If you do not follow the light within you will decrease.
如果你不来跟从的话，你里面的光会暗淡下去。
Therefore, if we continue to follow the light of life will increase within us.
所以我们愿意跟随的话，那我们里面生命的光是会在那里逐渐增长的。
This should be our living experience.
这应该是我们生命里的经历。
Let me tell you a little story of a brother I knew.
让我告诉大家一个故事，是我所知道的一个弟兄。
This brother has a very profitable business in China.
这个弟兄在中国有一个很赚钱的生意。
He was in an internet business.
他是在做网络的公司。
And he's doing the advertising part of internet.
而且他是做网络里面广告的这一边。
You know that people charge your advertising by the traffic that you generate.
你知道吗？在广告里面啊，你的吸引多少人来点击，那就是你的利润。
And this brother has a business to generate false traffic.
然后这个弟兄就有另外的一个运转，是来产生一些假的流量，网络的流量。
So he can provide a service to increase the traffic, even without real customers.
所以就算他的广告没有任何的客户来，但是他就有很多的流量，是因为是假的。
And that is 80% of his business.
而且这个是他生意里面的80%。
It's very profitable business.
而且是非常赚钱有利润的生意。
But then the light shine on his heart.
然后这个光就照到他的心里面。
And he couldn't do it anymore.
然后他就不能再继续下去，再接着做。
So he took the step to stop that business. That's 80% of his business.
所以他就走了一步，就是把这80%的生意停掉。
This is a living experience.
这个是一个生命里面真实的经历。
You follow the light, then you will have a living experience.
如果你跟从光的话，你生命里面一定会有经历。
Because this experience.Transform this person.
因为这个经历把这个人改变过来了。
This experience is new, is living.
这个生命的经历是又新又活的。
Brothers and sisters, the same light is shining upon our heart every single day.
弟兄姐妹们，同样的光在我们的心里每天都这样来照我们。
The question is, do we follow the light?
但问题是我们是不是跟从这光
If we follow the light, we will have a living experience.
如果你跟从这光的话你生命里面就会有真实的经历
If we do not follow the light, we will not have a living experience.
如果你不跟从这光的话你生命里面不会有这些经历
Do we follow the light today?
今天我们愿不愿意来跟从这光
If we follow the light of life will increase.
如果我们愿意跟从的话，这生命的光会增长。
And sometimes we use that light to judge others.
有的时候我们却用这个光来论断其他人。
We thank the Lord that we have light.
感谢神，我们是有光的人。
But instead of using the light to judge ourselves, we use that light to judge others.
但这个光应该是我们自己来判断，但是却用来论断别人。
Judging others.It's not a living experience.
如果用这个光来论断别人的话，这不是我们生命里应该有的经历。
What we need is a new and living experience.
我们需要的是又新又活的这条路的经历。
Which is allowing this light to judge us.
就是允许这个光在这里来审判我们。
If you follow this light of life, then you will lead to the next experience.
如果我们来跟从这光的话，我们就到下一步的经历。
The table of the bread of the presence，
就是放陈设饼的桌子。
The table had bread on top of it，
这个桌子是有陈设饼在它上面的。
And the bread will be set at all times，
这个陈设饼是一直陈设在那里的。
On the Sabbath day, the priest will remove the old one.And put the new one on top of it.
在每一个安息日，这些祭司要进来，把旧的陈设饼拿走，再把新的陈设饼摆在上面。
That called the bread is called the bread of the presence.
这个饼叫做同在的饼。
And what is bread?
那饼是什么
？And actually, in New Testament, John told us what is the bread.
其实，在新约里面，约翰已经告诉我们什么是这粮。
In John chapter 6.For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world.
在约翰福音第六章那里说，因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
And in 35, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger, and he who believes in me will never thirst.
在约翰福音的第六章刚才33节现在是35节耶稣说我就是生命的粮到我这里来的必定不饿信我的永远不渴
The bread is the Lord Jesus
这个粮就是主耶稣他自己。
The bread will give life.
这个粮是给我们生命的。
How do we get this bread?
我们怎样能够得这样的饼呢？
And Jesus said there's two things.
耶稣提到两件事。
First thing, we have to come to him.
第一件事要到他这里来。
Are we coming to the Lord Jesus?
我们有没有到耶稣面前来？
For those who have young children, you should know this.
如果家里有小小孩的话，你应该清楚这件事情。
When the children are young, spontaneously, they come to the Father.
如果孩子还小的话，他们很容易即刻就到父亲这里来。
And they will come to the Father for anything.
他们而且不管有什么需要，都到父亲面前来。
And so, being a father, I enjoy those periods when they come to me at all times.
所以作为父亲，我曾经很享受我的孩子一有什么事就到我面前来。
But as they grow older, things change.
但是当他们长大之后，事情就改变了。
The older they get,
他们越大
the less.They come to the Father.
到父亲面前的时间就越少。
You know, we are the same way.
我们也是这样。
We don't come to the Father.
我们不到父的面前来。
It's a simple fact. We don't come to the Father.
这是一个很简单的事实，就是我们不到主面前来，不到父面前来。
How do you get bread?
我们怎么能够得饼呢？
Come to the Father.
到父面前来。
No wonder we hunger.
怪不得我们会饿。
Because we don't come to the Father.
因为我们不到父面前来。
Sometimes we come to the Father on certain days.
有的时候我们只是特别的日子才到父面前来。
We come to the Father on Sunday.
我们周日的时候到父面前来。
We come to the Father on Wednesday.
在周三我才到父面前来。
But we don't come to the Father often.
但我们不是经常到父面前来。
And we have to believe in him.
而且我们必须要信他。
It's not enough to just to come to the Father.
光是到父面前来还不足够。
Do you know why the young children come to the Father all the time?
你知道这些小小孩为什么总是到父亲面前吗？
Because when they were young, they believed in their father.
因为当他们小的时候，他们相信他们的父亲。
Why didn't they come later?
为什么他们长大就不来了呢？
They knew their father.
他们开始了解父亲了。
They don't believe in their father anymore.
但是他们却不相信他们的父亲。
Do you believe in the father?
你有没有相信你的父亲？
You know, there's a young person, young ruler came to Jesus.
我们知道有一个年轻的官来到耶稣面前。
It's good. He came to the Jesus.
他到耶稣面前已经很好了。
But unfortunately, he didn't believe in him.
但是很不幸的是，他完全他不相信主。
So he didn't get the bread.
所以他没有得着这粮。
If we want to get the bread, we need to do two things. We need to come to the Father and believe in him.
所以如果我们要得粮的话，有两件事。第一个是到父面前来，第二个就是信他。
Just like Zacchaeus.
就像撒该一样。
No, Zacchaeus also came to the Jesus. Came to Jesus.
撒该也来到耶稣的面前。
But he's different. He not only came to Jesus,He believed in Jesus.
但是他跟前面的不一样，他不光来到耶稣面前，而且他相信耶稣。
And he got the bread.
所以他得着粮。
And his life was transformed.
然后他的生命就被改变了。
He has a living experience.
他有一个生命里面活的经历了。
The things he could not do before, then he could do it.
以前他完全做不出来的事，他现在可以了。
And he could give.Half of his possessions to the poor.
他可以把他所有的一半分给穷人。
This is a living experience.
这是一个活的经历。
This is a new way, a living way.
这是一个又新又活的一条路。
How much we need this experience in our life.
我们在生命里面何等需要有这样活的经历。
And it is very simple.
其实非常简单。
We need to come to the Father and believe in Him.
我们需要来到父面前相信他。
But sometimes we have weakness.
但很多时候我们有软弱。
Therefore, God prepares something else for us.
所以神又为我们预备了一些其他的。
And this is the golden, this is altar of incense.
就是这个香坛，金的香坛。
And Aaron and his sons, would burn incense twice each day.
亚伦跟他的儿子们每天要两次在这个金香坛里面烧香。
Once in the morning and once in the twilight.
一次是在早上，一次是在黄昏。
And the incense is the symbol of intercessions.
这个香代表的是代祷。
And intercession is going on at all times.
这个代祷是一直在持续的。
And the priest will come to the altar of incense.And intercede for the whole Israel.
这些祭司们就来到香坛面前烧香，为整个以色列人祈祷。
This is essential in the new and living way.
这个在又新又活的路上非常基本。
Christ is our high priest who is interceding for us.
耶稣就是我们的大祭司，天天为我们代求。
Because we are weak.
因为我们是软弱的。
We have the following problems.
我们有下面好多问题。
We have the light.
我们有光。
But we have hard time to obey the light.
但是我们却很困难，因为我们不能来顺服这样的光。
That's our weakness.
这是我们的软弱。
The problem is not that we do not have light.
问题不是我们没有光。
We do have light.
我们有光。
But we have trouble following the light.
但是我们来跟从这光却有很大的困难。
We have trouble to obey the light.
我们有困难来顺服这样的光。
We also come to the Lord.
我们也来到主面前。
Sometimes we don't have faith to believe in Him.
但是我们的信心却不足够让我们来信靠他。
Just like There's a person in New Testament, his son was ill.
就像在新约里面提到一个人，他的儿子病了。
And Jesus said, if you can, all things are possible to him who believes.
耶稣对他这么说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
Then this father of the boy cried out to the Lord, I do believe, help my unbelief.
然后这个孩子的父亲马上就哭喊着说，我信，但我信不足。
We do want to believe in him.
我们确实是愿意来信他。
But there is something in our heart called unbelief.
但我们心里有一个心叫做不信的心。
Therefore, we have hard time to believe in him.
所以我们信靠他是有困难的。
That is the reason we don't come to the fathers.
所以因此我们甚至不到父面前来。
Because we do not believe in him.
因为我们不信他。
So the fundamental problem in this new and living way is trust and obey.
所以在这条又新又活的路上，最关键的就是信而顺服。
We have light, but we cannot obey the light.
我们有光，但我们却不能顺从光。
We come to the Father, but we have unbelief in our heart.
我们来到父面前却带着不信的心。
That describes us.
这就描述了我们。
That describes our Christian experience.
这又描述了我们基督徒我们的经历。
But then do we have hope?
那我们有没有盼望呢？
Do we have hope for the unbelief in our heart?
为着这不信的心，我们还有没有盼望呢？
Do we have hope for disobedient spirit in our heart?
对着我们的悖逆，我们还有没有盼望呢？
The hymn that we just sung told us we have a hope.
刚才我们所唱的诗歌里面说，我有一个盼望。
We have a hope that is steadfast and certain.
是一个确定的，是一个有把握的。
Gone through the certain and touching the throne.
是经过幔子而且摸着宝座的。
We have a priest who is there interceding.
我们有一个大祭司，天天为我们代求。
Pouring his grace.Our lives day by day.
天天将他的恩典倾倒在我们身上。
This is our hope.
这就是我们的盼望。
This is the hope for our disobedience.
这就是因着我们不顺从而有的盼望。
This is the hope for our unbelief.
这就是当我们有不信的心的时候还有盼望。
As long as we draw near to God, this high priest will save us forever.
只要我们来亲近只要到他面前的，他都能拯救到底。
Our father knew us very, very well.
我们的父亲知道我们。
He knew that we need a high priest.
他知道我们需要有一个大祭司。
He knew we need an intercessor.
他知道我们需要有一个代求的人。
Therefore, he had placed his own son as our high priest.
所以他让他的儿子被设立成大祭司。
He not only that he set his son as high priest.His own son will lead us into the Holy of Holies.
不光他的儿子是大祭司，他的儿子还要带领我们经过这条又新又活的路。
He has entered into the Holy of Holies as a forerunner.
因为他是作为先锋，已经进到至圣所里。
Therefore, with the high priest, we can move right into the Holy of Holies.
所以借着大祭司，我们可以直接的进到至圣所。
And in Holy of Holies, we will see the Ark.
在至圣所里面，我们可以看到约柜。
The only furnitures.
这是至圣所里面唯一的一个物件。
Within the Ark, there are two stone tablets.
在约柜里面有两块石板。
On top of the Ark, there is a mercy seat.
在这个约柜上面有施恩座。
We know that the two stone tablets were not the first two stone tablets.
我们应该都知道，这两块石板并不是起初的两块石板。
The first two tablets were broken by Moses.
因为前两块石板已经被摩西摔碎了。
When Moses came down from the mountain, he saw Israelite worshiping.Golden calf.
因为摩西从山上下来的时候，看到以色列人在拜金牛犊。
So Moses broke the two stone tablets.
所以摩西就把两块石板摔碎了。
Israelites broke the law before the law was given to them.
以色列人他们已经触犯了律法，律法还没有颁下来之前就这样了。
Therefore, later.There are two new stone tablets.
所以这之后又有两块新的石板。
They were kept in the ark.
他们是被存在约柜里面。
That tells us that no person can keep the laws except our Lord Jesus.
告诉我们，没有人能够来完成律法，除了我们的主耶稣。
As we comes to this holy of holies.We will recognize we come here not on the merits of ourselves.
所以我们应该认识到，到至圣所里面，在约柜前面，不是靠着我们的功劳。
None of us can keep the laws.
没有，我们没有人能够守律法。
It's by the blood of Jesus we can go in.
只能靠着耶稣的血，我们才能够进入。
And on top, there is a mercy seat.
在约柜上面有施恩座。
The mercy seat represents God's loving kindness.
这个施恩座代表神他永远的慈爱。
The stone tablets represent the truth.
这个两块石板代表的是真理，是神的信实。
The loving kindness on top, the truth within.
这是在上面有神的恩典慈爱，在里面有神的真理。
The reason that we have hard time.To approach the Lord because the loving kindness and truth cannot meet.
我们不能来到神面前，是以前是因为这个慈爱跟这个真理不能在一起。
But one day loving kindness and truth met on the cross.
但是有一天在十字架上面，这个慈爱跟诚实相遇了。
And that opened the living way.
这个为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
That opened the new way.
开了一条新路。
So as we come through the veil, we will see one thing is the loving kindness and truth meet.
当我们经过幔内来到这个至圣所的时候，就看到慈爱跟真理这两件事可以在一起相遇。
The fact that we are in is the testimony that loving kindness and truth does meet.
所以我们就是这样的见证，慈爱跟诚实是相遇了。
It's in that place. It's in front of the mercy seat. God spoke to Moses.
就是在这里，就是在施恩座前，神对着摩西来讲话。
And this is God's purpose.
这个是神他的心意。
And this is the destination of this new and living way.
这个就是这条又新又活的路，他至终所达到的。
God wants every one of us will march on this new and living way.
神是让我们每一个人都在这条路上能够奔跑。
From the brazen altar all the way to the mercy seat.
从这个铜祭坛一直到施恩座。
This is what's in God's heart.
这个是在神心意里面的。
And this is that new and living way.
这个就是这条又新又活的路。
So brothers and sisters, where are we today?
所以弟兄姐妹们，今天我们在哪里呢？
On this new and living way, from brazen altar all the way to mercy seat, where are we today?
今天在这条又新又活的路上，从铜祭坛到施恩座，你在哪里呢？
The Hebrew said, having therefore brethren the boldness to enter in the Holy of Holies.
所以在希伯来书他作者说，弟兄们，我们要坦然进入至圣所。
By the blood of Jesus.
是因着耶稣的血。
The new and living way which has dedicated for us.
是他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Are you on this way?
你有没有在这条路上？
Do not stay in the outer court.
不要停在外院里面。
We have to pass the brazen altars.
我们必须要经过铜祭坛。
We have to come to the laver of bronze.
我们必须要来到洗濯盆面前。
We must enter into service.
我们必须要进入到这个服事里面。
Otherwise, we stay in the outer court.
不然的话，我们就会停留在外院里面。
Brothers and sisters, where are you today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天你在哪里呢？
Are you still in the outer court?
你是不是还停留在外院呢？
Have you found the laver of bronze?
你有没有已经找到了这个洗濯盆？
If you have not, come to the laver of bronze.
如果你没有的话，来到这个铜的洗濯盆面前。
Serve in the house of God.
在神的家里面服侍。
You will experience the living experience.
你就有一个活的经历。
Do not stay in the holy place either.
也不要只停留在圣所里面。
Sometimes we stay in the holy place.
有的时候我们就停留在圣所里面。
We have light.
我们有光。
Then we want more light.
我们也要想要有更多的光。
We enjoy knowing more light.
我们也享受知道在知识里面知道更多的光。
We continue to pursue more light.
那我们也在这里追求更多的光。
But we have hard time to obey the light.
但是我们却非常困难，当我们要来顺服的时候。
We come to him.
我们来到他的面前。
We pursue him.
我们来追求他。
But we have hard time to believe in him.
但是我们却很困难，因为我们不信他。
Therefore, we stay in the holy place.
所以我们就停留在圣所里面。
We continue to pursue light.
我们继续来寻求光。
We continue to pursue his presence.
我们继续来寻求他的同在。
But there is no obedience in our heart.
但是在我们心里面却没有顺服。
There is no trust in our heart.
在我们的心里面却没有信心。
Do we stay in the holy place?
我们是不是就要这样停留在圣所呢？
And Hebrew encourages fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以希伯来书在那里鼓励我们，要仰望那为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
There is only one hope.
只有一个盼望。
And the hope is not us.
这个盼望不在我们。
There is only one hope.
只有一个盼望。
The hope is the high priest.
这个盼望就是大祭司。
Therefore, we need to fix our eyes on the high priest.
所以我们要来仰望这位大祭司。
When we have a little light,
当我们有一点点光的时候
let's focus on obeying that light.
让我们注目在来顺服这个光。
If we have hard time to obey, come to the high priest.
当我们有困难不能来顺服的时候，来到大祭司面前。
And he will help us to overcome.
他一定会帮助我们来得胜。
Then we will have that new and living experience.
这个时候我们就有这个又新又活的经历。
When we come to his presence,
当我们来到他的面前，
we cannot believe in him.
如果我们不能信靠他的话，
we cannot trust with him our circumstances.
因着我们的环境，我们不可能来信靠他的话。
Do not give up.
不要放弃。
Fix your eye on the high priest.
我们注目仰望这位大祭司。
Present your problem to him.
把你的问题交给他。
And fix your eyes on him.
仰望他。
He will overcome.
他会得胜。
Overcome our unbelief.
他会胜过我们的不信。
Therefore, we will have that living experience.
这个时候我们就一定有那个活的经历。
We need this new and living way.
我们需要这条又新又活的路。
The new and living way is something that can transform us.
因为这条路可以来改变我们。
Brothers and sisters, today our life needs to be transformed.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们的生命需要被改变。
It's not enough just to know the light.
光是知道这些光是没有用处的。
It's not enough just to experience his presence.
光是在他同在里面来体验也不足够。
We need to obey the light.
我们需要来顺从这光。
We need to have light.Operating in our spirit.
我们需要这个光在我们的灵里面来工作。
We need to trust in him.
我们需要来信靠他。
We need to believe in him.
我们需要来信他。
And that belief will become a living experience in our heart.
那这个信在我们心里面就可以成为一个活的经历。
Brothers and sisters, This is the new and living way.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是这条又新又活的路。
It is as true today for us.
今天对着我们就是这样的真实。
We all need this experience.
我们都需要有这样的经历。
We need to pass through the brazen altars.
我们需要来经过铜祭坛。
We need to come to the laver of bronze.
我们需要来到洗濯盆面前。
Go to the golden lampstand.
我们需要来到金灯台面前。
Approach the table of the bread of the presence.
我们要来到陈设饼的桌子面前。
With the help of the high priest, go straight into the holy of holies.
借着大祭司的帮助，我们直接进入这至圣所。
In front of the mercy seat.Then we have a fellowship with our Lord Jesus.
然后在施恩座面前，我们会与神有交通。
This is the new way.
这个是一条新路。
May the Lord help us.
愿意神来帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us.
愿意圣灵对着我们讲话。
So that we can know where we are today.
所以我们可以知道自己今天在哪里。
So we can take the encouragement from the author of Hebrew.
所以我们可以从希伯来的作者那里得到激励。
Have the boldness in our heart.
在我们心里面可以坦然。
Knowing that we have a hope.
知道我们有这样一个盼望。
So by the blood of Jesus we enter in.
所以借着耶稣的血我们可以进入。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。